Good morning. Must be Thursday, huh? Once again, I have the privilege of introducing to you another AFCO student. In fact, you may have seen her before. She accompanied one of our previous AFCO students down here a few weeks ago. I'm going to invite Kuipo to come up, and she's going to share a message with you that I'm quite sure will inspire you. Kuipo?
Good morning. Before I share, do you mind if we say a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and I thank you so much for waking us up today, and you have a plan for us today, and I ask that your plan will be fulfilled, and we ask that we surrender all to you, Lord, and you loved us so much, and the least that we can do is give our all to you and glorify your name in everything that we do. So I thank you for being here. May you please speak through me. And I'm just so excited to share, but may you please help and contain my excitement for the works that you're doing at Amazing Facts, Lord. And we just want to glorify your name. And we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so first, I'd really, really like to share our outreach. Yesterday was amazing. So we have these ticket stubs that we go out and we ask people, you know, for reserved seating. And we started on Sunday, I believe, and me and my teammate, we haven't really got anything. We've probably had a total of like 5 just for reserve seating. So yesterday, God was doing amazing work. We got 18 tickets yesterday, and within those 18 tickets, we have 47 seats reserved. And praise God, because this was all Him just working. And I realized that we need to go to every Starbucks because they have a community board so we can hit more people with just 2 flyers. And so we were going through all the Starbucks, and God just had divine appointment upon divine appointment in the parking lots. And one that really hit me was the last 2 men that I talked to. So we're at a gas station, and these guys were in the world. So I was wearing my AFCO shirt, and so they're walking in, you know, getting ready to buy some beer and whatnot, and so they look at me, and they're like, hey, yo, what's up? And I was like, hey, and I was thinking, man, they have no idea. They think that they're going to come out here and talk to me and get my number and stuff, and they have no idea that I'm going to get their number so they can call them and bring them to AFCO, to bring to Amazing Facts. So I talked to them, and I said, hey, you know what? Our church is putting on an awesome seminar that's coming on, and you don't want to miss it. It's life changing. It's changed my life. And so one of the guys was talking to me. He's like, well, so how long have you been a Christian? I bet a few years you're going out and doing the Lord's work. I said, no, I've only been a Christian for 7 months, and God is working in my life. He has brought me all the way from Hawaii just to come here to talk to you and share the gospel with you. And one of the guys, he didn't really know Christ. So he was listening to me and his friend talking about God and how good He is. And he looked at me and he goes, you know, I feel so spiritually bankrupt right now. And it hit me because the guy before me, he was telling me that he knows he's going to hell. He's went through all these different religions, and all of them said that he was going to hell. And I said, that's not fair. We can't judge. We don't know what's going on. And God was just revealing to me that these people put up a front because it's deeper. These are deeper issues, and we need to see past these things and not see it as an attack on God, but we need to work with these people and reveal who God really is. So I really encourage you guys today to go out and not be ashamed of the gospel and to go and share. Even if you're in the store and the cashier, you know, if God is telling you, just tell this cashier, you know what? You are God's child, and you are so beautiful today. And I just wanted to share it with you. You know, God loves you. He created you. Just share it with them, and that will change their whole outlook. I also met this lady. She was on drugs. And first, we thought this guy was there, and he was also on drugs. And we thought he was chasing her. So one of the girls said, oh, you know, this guy's chasing her. What should we do? I said, well, we got to turn around. We can't let this guy attack her. You know, we got to share the gospel too and be a witness out there. You know, when we get judged and God's going to tell us, I showed you that this woman needed your help and you turned around. You know, that was my child. And I let you see these things because you need to go out there and share the gospel, even if it is in these hard situations. So we turned around And I got to talk with her, and I believe she had schizophrenia, and she's really into drugs, and she was also a prostitute. And she was looking around, and she was getting paranoid, and she's like, "Are you the CIA? Are you part of the FBI?" And I was just like, "No, I'm not." I was like, "I'm here to share with you." And she was looking everywhere. So I told her, I said, "Rebecca, look at me." I said, "God is calling you right now. And he wants to tell you that he loves you so much. Do you think he wants to see you selling your body? He doesn't want this for you. He wants to bring you on higher ground. And he wants to take you away from these things." And Lord broke down barriers with her. She started to cry. And she didn't take the ticket to come to the meeting, but I gave her my number, and hopefully she's going to call me, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will be moving on her. So please pray for her too. And I was like, "Hey, give me a hug," you know? And she was so nervous to give me a hug. She didn't know how to do it because she's never had any type of affection like that. So she was just like, you know, just scared. And I was just like holding her. And I told her, I said, "Rebecca, I don't even know you, but if somebody was to hold a gun to your head right now, I would stand in front of you, because that is how important you are for Christ. And we need to have that solid foundation for God. The same way he stood on that cross for us, we need to go out and do the same for him, no matter what." And so I hope that really encouraged you guys to go out and spread the gospel, because Jesus went through everything for you to be here. We should go through everything to bring them to the kingdom for eternity. So, I also wanted to share in 1 Peter 1:13, and I'll go ahead and read it. 1:13 through 16, and it says, "Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which called you into is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, because it is written, 'Be ye holy, for I am holy.'" How amazing is that? We are children of God. The only reason why these flowers grow is because he allows them to grow. He shows that every day as you walk by, "This is how much I love you. Look at the flowers. I'm the only one that can breathe life into it and make it grow and smell just so you can enjoy it." That is so powerful. The sunset, the clouds. Look at the clouds. What did it mean in the time of Exodus? That Jesus was with them. So when we see clouds, we have to know that God is right there. That's amazing. And even if the clouds aren't there, the sun is up. That's so glorious just in itself. So I don't know if you guys are going through any hard times, because I know some AFCO students and myself are going through struggles, and especially at this crunch time where we're getting close to the meetings, Satan is attacking. Like 2 weeks ago, or almost 3 weeks ago, I was kind of struggling because I was putting homework at AFCO first, and I wasn't really doing my devotions because I would go to sleep late trying to get my homework done. I want to wake up early to do my devotion, but I'm so tired, so I pretty much miss breakfast and everything and get to class late all the time. Sorry, Eric. But, and I just really got convicted that, you know, I can't put homework first. This is about knowing Christ. Because if I was to die at this very moment, I don't know if I could get into heaven, because I didn't have that relationship with him. I did his work, but I wasn't connected. And that's so important. And we can feel, "Well, God, I'm doing your work. I'm doing your work. You know, it must be all good." But it's not, because we need to be so embedded in his word. Our work is not only here. Our work is out there. Our work is when we go shopping. It's when we wake up in the morning, when we mow the lawn. Everything we do, we should do to the glory of God. And I'm happy that today I got to share it, because if it was last week or the week before, I don't think I could do it. Anyway, back to the story. When I was struggling, so I went out walking on the trails, and I was by myself, and I was like, "I need to pray, because I feel so disconnected with Christ." And I was begging him, and I was just pleading with him. I'm like, "God, I really need you, and I feel so disconnected." And after I finished praying, Satan was right there, and he's like, "Just throw your Bible in the water. You don't need it." And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, at first I really felt like to just do it because just so many things were going wrong in my life. And I was like, no, I can't do that. So I went back to the room and I was going to start reading. And then my friend Daphne here, a really good friend of mine, she came in the room by divine appointment. And she encouraged me and we got to pray. And she's like, Ipo, you can't do this. You can't give up. Because I wanted to just leave and go home and go back to my lifestyle, go back to the clubs, do all these things that was so that God has delivered me from. And he put her in my life and told me, Ipo, you can't do that. You know, God has brought you so far. Don't you remember all these things? He's like, you don't. Look how he brought you just to AFCO, because I lost my job 2 months before I came. And God provided my whole tuition, paid for my airplane, paid for my books, paid for everything. And I forgot all about it, you know. And God puts angels, even if they are friends, in your way to remind you how good he is and what he's brought you from. So before I close, do you mind if I read you a really quick poem? These are all scriptures from within the Bible, and if you'd like, I could leave this here, and you guys can look at it. But it's called My Child. You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. You are made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I know you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You are not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who do not know me. I am not distant and angry, but I am the complete expression of love. It is my desire to lavish my love on you. Simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plans for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all your trouble. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. And I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love is revealed. In his exact representation of my being, he came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that I could be reconciled, that you and I can be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you received this gift of my son Jesus Christ, you received me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been father and always will be father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love your dad, Almighty God. That is so beautiful. This whole Bible is telling us how much he loves us. So every day is a new day of salvation. Just because we walk with God yesterday or even today when we first wake up, every moment is a day that we need to surrender to Christ and to walk with him. So I encourage you. I don't know what you guys may be going through. I don't know if it's you're lacking faith, if you feel spiritually dead, or whatever it may be. I don't know, but God knows and you know. So I just really recommend that today take 5-10 minutes out of your time to pray and cry out to God and just ask him, show me, God, what is blocking me in your relationship? Because I don't want nothing to block me from knowing you more. Okay, do you mind if we close with prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and I thank you so much for your promises that you have given us and for your love letter and how you love us so much, Jesus, that you gave up everything just so that we can be reconciled with God. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Father, and may you reveal to us if there's anything that is blocking us from knowing you more, Father. We don't want anything to come between us. And I just ask, as we go out, may we do something to make you smile. May we just share the gospel with somebody, even if it's a friend, family, or someone at the grocery store, wherever it may be. May we be excited that we get to serve the God of God and King of Kings, Lord. So today, may we just think about you and worship you and do your will and not our will. And we thank you so much. In your son's name we pray. Amen.